Welcome to The Way Freedom Flies. I'm Anthony, and this week we had a lot of interesting things happen, and it just seems some days are just, you know, bleak, and this is across the world. Other days, it seems a much higher note, and God bless us, we were able to make through all of them. So God is with us, and we are working hard for you, Lord. Please just continue to help guide us so that we can get through this mess that this world has gone down, so that we can be able to turn this around and give the glory to you. But this week we've had Bare Shelves Biden. So whoever came up with that hashtag, thank you so much. That was a great hashtag to get out there, and hopefully it woke up a few more people. I'm sure it did, and showed some people what actually is going on here in America. I don't know other places in the world, but we're having a port issue where ships are stacking up outside ports, and nobody can seem to, nobody in, you know, tyrant control freak California or tyrant control freak Washington, D.C. can seem to get their heads out of, you know what, so that they can be able to figure out what to do about this. It's pretty simple, I think. You say, we're going to unload as fast as we can. Every trucker that wants to help us unload, get here, and we will put these shipping containers on your trucks, and you can get them out of here. Done, right? Well, of course, then government gets involved where they shouldn't be involved and begin in the first place, and complicates everything and ruins everything. That's the American government, at least. Maybe your government's a little bit better. Maybe you have politicians that actually care about you, but our politicians don't. Our politicians don't give two, you know, what's about their constituents. And that's why we have to realize that America is a constitutional republic and is founded by we the people. So we just got to get them out and clean up this mess. It's going to be a little bit harder with all the voter fraud that they do, but we got to clean up the mess somehow. These shelves, you know, that are bare, you know, some stuff needs to be shipped in, other stuff doesn't. And we have to start creating our economies here. And I would even encourage other countries to create their economies so that they don't rely on so much foreign goods being shipped in, because you never know. Let's say a national disaster strikes, or a country decides, hey, I don't want to do any more trading with you, and now you have to have an issue of trying to get goods that you once were easily readily available or cheaper to come across or whatever else. When you have that local, you're not worrying about, hey, if we come across this issue or that issue and we can't get this goods, how are we going to get this good replaced? The goods are just manufactured here, then they ship out, and you're good to go. So I'd like to see more of this and more localized economies in at least each country. I mean, even states, right, can even have some stuff. So one, if you want to talk about environment, you could say, you're also reducing the transportation cost and transportation stuff, which they seem to focus on a lot. Maybe one day we'll get into the whole and just have one episode on all this environmental stuff. But it would be beneficial, especially for localized economies, especially for workers in that area, providing, you know, more competition for more jobs, right? And you also create a competition for hopefully higher quality stuff. I'll say this. I've been spending, you know, if there's a product that is designed local and built local, I will buy it and I will pay more for it. I'm okay with that. I don't want to excruciate a lot more, but there's been a few times where I've bought something that was a lot more significant. And just because I thought it was going to be that much better quality, and I wanted to support the company local to me. So there is, I think that there is a lot of more other people that would want to do that as well. And if that's something that you want to do, just start talking and, you know, going through and talking to your neighbors to start creating, hey, I want to do this, I want to do that. Let's have this local economy or that local economy. I can do this for you guys, right? I can do that, right? If you're good at one thing, to let your neighbors know, and you can help out your neighbors and start developing local economies. I think that this will also tie into one of my later subjects here as they keep going down and ruining us with, or trying to ruin us with, the COVID mandates and everything else. But your local economies can be very beneficial as long as you're willing to go through and work at them and create your own economy, you know, with your neighbors and everything else, which will eventually expand as more and more people are notified about this. And you can create basically a parallel economy that isn't reliant on all these craziness people that want to control you in every which way, shape, and form. So, but let's jump into Southwest, because I'm pretty much done with the Bear Shelves Biden stuff. And, I mean, it's good meme stuff. I just can't think about, you know, how idiotic they talk about things from the Biden administration and convolute numbers and everything else just to try to make it seem like it's good. I mean, you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. And Biden, that crew is trying to put lipstick on something a little bit worse than a pig. So let's jump into Southwest and those Southwest employees. Congratulations, Southwest employees. Thank you so much for standing up and doing your God-given duty, patriotic duty, however you want to call it. I think it's very noble that you're standing up for your God-given rights to be able to not be forced to do something. Also that Southwest wants to change the contract on you from when they hired you as well. So there's that aspect of it, and it seems like there's a lot of negative publicity around, at least from my standpoint, about Southwest trying to shove these vaccine mandates down these pilots and everything else. And I believe there were some other issues here too with Southwest, but being able to stand up for that and what they believe in is huge. I think it can be a huge benefit to many, many, many people outside of Southwest as well. I think it actually puts some pressure even on some other airlines to rethink what their approach is. And that's a good thing. So I don't think we're over in, or Southwest is over in that fight. I think that there is still more to come, right? Tyrants that already have control or will continue to try to have control, and they will try to assert their power until there is a change or until they have an epiphany or a realization, usually to, you know, that there's an almighty power that they should not treat people like slaves and like peasants and like people that are do whatever they're told. Tyrant, you know, being tyrannical about it. Kings is another way to put it. And that we're part of their kingdom and we have to do exactly what we're told. That is a good thing to keep them in check, right? So there's a lot to, you know, this whole Southwest thing in general, the whole mandate thing that especially the United States and many other countries are pressing. What's interesting is that you get a politician here and there, you know, saying mandates are bad. And they are, right? There's no reason for them. If the vaccine works, people actually just go get it. If COVID was a huge issue, they'd be having to go get the vaccine much more early. But obviously people don't think the COVID is that big of an issue right now. And fear talking it to make it a bigger issue is not working anymore. So now they have to move to mandates, which is mind-boggling to me, right? You're moving down the path to get more resistance. I don't know if nobody ever told him this, or nobody ever kind of, you know, did knock knock, who's there? Anybody in anyone's brain that's trying to make these decisions? I chuckle at this because many of us that are probably listening to this podcast and everything else would say, if you wanted us to take the vaccine and present it in a better light, these are the exact things you do not do. And yet many of us have said you do not do this over time. You've read articles because people just can keep resisting, and they seem to then take those. I mean, I don't know if they read them, but if they do read them, they say that's a good plan to do, even though you're going to be met with more resistance. It mind boggles me that you could go into and have a conversation with all these people and they said, yeah, that's what we should do. It makes no sense to me, but someday somebody will explain it to me and help me understand. Hopefully, you know, I don't have to wait till the end of my life and God has to explain it, but maybe that's what it's going to be. I have to take. I want to talk a little bit about America is the last standing ground for like a freedom and independence. There's nowhere else to go, right? If you're American looking for freedom and independence, where else would we go? And we can name off a whole bunch of countries, but this small country that looks like it's trying to do the right thing with freedom. But when you go down and dig just underneath that, right? And I'm sure somebody's going to be saying, this country, right? Just to name off a whole bunch. But I want to dig underneath that top layer where you have to really look at, hey, this is the freedom side. The independence, the God-given rights are here and what America was founded on. It's we the people. And we have a constitutional republic of the people, for the people, by the people. And we're trying to restore that. But if it were to go away, it's really hard to say, okay, I can go to another country that'll represent this across the world, because they are not in the power position that America is in, right? The aura or standing that is out there with America to be able to go, right? People want to come to America because of that opportunity, that freedom, that recognition that every individual has rights. And the government right now is trying to really stamp that out of here. If you're not in this country, I'm sure your country is also trying to stamp out any resemblance of freedom in you as well. By the way, every single time they try to stamp it out of me, I just want more of it. I just crave it. It's, you know, I'm trying to teach my kids that. And it seems like they really like to be able to, you know, have their freedom too every once in a while. And then they don't want to, and I notify them about the stuff that's going on because I want them to keep at least little tabs so that they understand that the government is not in their favor. The government doesn't tell you a good thing to do. I don't know if they've ever have. I just don't trust the government to, when what they're telling me is going to be the best thing for my life. So, and when you get rid of that, you know, that opportunity there of what America stands for, and you're just stuck, it's with nowhere else to go, there could be an issue long term with how, you know, the world really kind of operates, because then you have tyrants in absolute control. So creating our own economy and creating our own opportunities in our own country, our parallel society, basically, as we take back over, even though it's going to be a hard uphill battle with God, we are going to be able to do it because he's going to have to guide us with all this fraud and everything else that happens, that we need to take back control slowly. But across the world, this is going to have to happen, because I feel for all those people in like Australia and all these other countries that are being attacked right now. And that's just where they want to take America. Tyrants are tyrants no matter where they are. And there are no government officials, I believe, across the globe that are willing to stand up for freedoms, period. They always draw a line someplace. They always say, oh, this is, we'll turn a blind eye at this item. And it's hard. I understand that. But I wanted to make sure that where I'm coming from, I'm trying to really make sure that this is the opportunity to really make sure that we take back each country and we understand these tyrants and take them head on, because where they are currently today is trying to destroy the dreams of every person in each country. And that's not right. These are evil people that I hope come back to Jesus and realize that there is a better opportunity with that life than there is of trying to control and destroy everything else that is good in the world. So, it's crazy. I know I was listening to some prophetic words here this week about abortion, and that's one topic that really just touches me. My wife and I, we have a lot of kids, so kids are very precious, and we had a preemie, so we've had to go through that process of going to the NICU every day or every other day, depending upon if we had time to get there. Somebody was there every day. It's just I would like to have been there every day as well. Sometimes, you have to take care of the other kids as well. But each creation of God, each child, when it's in the womb, is a creation of God and what God has created. And abortion is not part of that, right? When people say it's my body, my choice, yes, when it comes to a shot, it is my body, my choice. When it comes to the baby, who's making the decision for the baby? That child has rights as well. And that's where I stand on it. So I wanted to add that in there. Prophetic word I was listening to this week was talking a lot about abortion and just where it's going and how, these children, and God wants to get this corrected. And I believe it will get corrected somehow. Hopefully a lot more people will come and stand up for those babies and do the right thing. So that's what I've been trying to work on too for many years. And a friend of mine and I have been trying to inform people about it and get more people active in the community about it, because I think it's very crucial and it's near and dear to my heart, because I want to see those children, grow up and see what they can achieve, because I think that some of them can achieve a lot. Most of them probably can. All of them have the opportunity to. And so, your upbringing and everything else can change things, but they all start out with equal opportunity. So let's have them be able to kind of create that. So, let's touch a little bit now going into COVID and vaccines, because another thing is hurting those children through a COVID-19 vaccine that has not been tested, and they're going to be using it on, what was it, today they did approve. I've only read a little bit about it, not gone into it too much, but 5 to 11 year olds now, that's just sick. Even Robert Malone, which is the inventor of the mRNA, I can't remember exactly what he said. Summary, though, is it's going way too far now. COVID-19 is not an issue for kids overall. What is it? Their survival rate is 99.997% or something crazy high. And now they want to force shots on the kids. And we have governors saying kids should get the shots just so that and then not tell their parents. These government officials, and I don't know how everyone else's country is out there, so write in if it is, but there's governors here in the United States that they're so tyrannical that they want to have control over every little cotton picking thing, and they're willing to inject you. It's crazy. If you ever wondered where you'd stand, you know, with the Nazis and everything else, I think you know. I think you figured out by now, because we're down that path. Just in a different type of thing. We're doing shots and forcing all these shots on something that has a very good survival rate for kids. Something that we know causes heart issues, especially in males under 30. And, you know, I've been looking for pediatricians, and I'm talking to pediatricians, and some of them are like, as soon as this is emergency access approved, yes, I want every kid to have it. How are you looking out for your best interest of your patient, let alone kids? This is crazy. I don't get where people come up with this in their head and justify it. I just don't. And it's saddening. I pray so much that God will step in and help intervene in this, and we will have success at trying to be able to correct these horrible wrongs that have been happening. We have no long-term trials on this. We have no idea how, well, we have a little bit, but we have no, you know, long-term studies of what this is going to do. We didn't even do animal trials long enough on this. We didn't even do animal trials on this. We have some other animal trials on the SARS to understand what it might do. This is scary, to be able to use kids as guinea pigs, as lab mice, to be able to find a result. It's scary enough to use the adults. What's going to be even more interesting now, because there's going to be a whole bunch of people that do this because of the forcing and the fear mongering that the government tries to do, and all mainstream media. Dear Lord, I hope that more people can wake up from this and understand, as they're being told that they should vaccinate their kids, that they don't need to do that. Lord, we ask them that you help them open up their eyes. Because this is ridiculous. I don't like being a guinea pig. And one reason why I think that people are so willing to accept it is because they're so willing to accept their phones and all these beta softwares, that them being a tester is okay. There's so much bugs and other stuff. They think, oh, well, now we're on, you know, you need a booster shot. But what happens if you always need a booster shot? What happens if you keep needing a booster shot and a booster shot and a booster shot? And you just destroyed your immune system and maybe other stuff in your body because you don't know what's actually going to happen. I understand that not always the animal trials are going to translate into humans. I understand human bodies are a little bit more resilient, but I'd like to have at least a little bit of trials on something else before using the test subject of humans, especially kids. And now we're going to basically have two control groups, or a control group and a test group. And maybe that's why they're trying to mandate this vaccine, so they don't have any control group, so they can't point back to that this vaccine actually had an issue. But now you're going to put it in kids, and if they're going to have issues starting up, this is a major thing. Now, I don't know what other countries are doing right now with this. I've heard some things where countries are stopping the vaccine for underneath 30 people and this other stuff. So if your country is doing something different, let me know. But this is absolutely outrageously crazy and needs to stop, because I don't want to have, let alone that they have, we just got through with abortion. Now they're trying to hurt kids with these COVID shots. They don't want to stop attacking the children. It's really sick minded. Some days I wish I could, you know, go and just take a thought out of their head so I can understand what they're trying to do, to see how crazy they are. But I'm afraid that they going in there, I get way more. And this is just devilish stuff. And, you know, God wins in the end. It's just sick. And I'm sure somebody can put this in better words than what I'm doing right now. It's frustrating to me on so many levels. And I do want to keep this a kid-friendly show, so that if you're listening to this in the car or something with your kids, it's beneficial to them as well. And I hope that, you know, if you do have kids listening, and one thing that I try to teach my kids is stand up for your beliefs, right? You believe that you are healed by God, that God is your healer, not the government, not the government trying to say, I am basically your God, and you need to be my apostles. But stand up for what you believe and don't waver in it. It's hard enough, you know, with all the peer pressure and everything else coming out with kids. Oh, they're being shunned and everything else if they don't get vaccinated, or other parents are. By the way, if you're going to look at me like that, I'm looking at you the same way back. If you're going to stigmatize me, I'm going to reflect your image of what you're trying to do onto me, because I'm standing in the word of God on this, and I am not going to. He is healing me in this. He is my savior. He is standing by me. So that's where I'm standing in all this. I don't need your psycho mumble jumble trying to convince me of why you think I need a vaccine to protect you, because you're incapable of thinking outside, you know, what the government tells you to think, or what mainstream media tells you to think, the dying mainstream media. So yeah, it's just crazy. So let's talk a little bit about fraud here. And then I want to end on what came out today. I've been getting some texts from people and some messages about this new social stuff that Trump's involved in. But let's talk about fraud, because the more you look at it, cheating did happen. They like to be cheating. And like all elected officials, they don't want to look at it, and they think it's okay. For the most part, I mean, some of them are actually trying to take a look, but a lot of them are turning a blind eye, and we need to get this cleaned up. You have to fix 2020, so 2022, 2024 aren't having issues. Because if you cheat in one, you're going to continue to cheat, and you're going to continue to cheat more. When people cheat on a test or in school, right, they just start out cheating a little bit. And as they get away with more and more, they cheat more and more. It's just the way it happens. So Rasmussen reports, how likely is it that cheating affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential election? Majority likely in April 2021 was 51%. In October 2021 was 56, so we're up 5 points. Dems now are at 32, that was 30. Independents now 54, was 51. GOP now 84 was 74, which comes out to be a total of 56 when it was 51. So we have April to October difference there. So as this continues on, more people are thinking that cheating did happen in the 2020 election. This needs to get fixed. And you have people deleting records on machines. You have to keep the voting stuff for 2 years or 22 months. Last time I checked, February after a November election is not 22 months. It's ridiculous. This needs to be fixed. I know a lot of good people are working on this, trying to get it corrected. I just wish there would be a politician with a backbone on there, or an attorney general that thinks that we actually want something done, instead of pulling out his nunchucks and looking like a complete fool. It's absolutely crazy. And there's a lot of spineless politicians here in America, and this could be worldwide, but I know more, a little bit closer to the American stuff because I live here. So if you have a politician that's not spineless, let me know. I'd like to actually read up on them and how they actually survived with all the other spineless, you know, people around them. Because yeah, I'm surprised that the mindless people haven't rubbed up on them. So that's actually a good thing. So before we exit out of here today, let's take a look at this. Trump, what is it? There's a new social media called Truth Social. Is America's big tent social media platform that encourages open, free, and honest global conversations without discrimination against political ideology. So it's truthsocial.com, and there is a release here from the Trump Media and Technology Group announcing the Trump Media Technology Group. So they have a little bit of a merger agreement between Digital World Acquisition Corp. And I'm sure you can go find this. You probably already have seen it before you've listened to this podcast even. But this is to help create a rival to the liberal media consortium to fight back against big tech companies in Silicon Valley, and which have basically used their unilateral power to silence people. They have, and they keep trying to manipulate things all the time. It drives me insane, but hopefully this is one way to fight back. I've been thinking of different ways of how to fight back against them, against these tyrants, right? We have, little quick side note here, we have tyrants at every level. Big tech, pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, government, air flight, transportation, ports. They want to control everything. They're sick. This is, I was talking to my dad today, and we're going off just how sick it is on everything these governments do and how they try to control us so much. It's mind-boggling to us, but you know, I'm in the fight for the long haul. God give me grace and give me fortitude to fight, keep fighting the good fight here, and bring back godly values to this country, this world, and put us back on the map of, you know, going into God's good graces instead of trying to ruin, you know, take away all the people's rights and kill babies. It's crazy. But the that was a side note there. This Trump Media Technology Group, I'm really interested in to see where this goes. I know I will be supporting it. I don't know exactly everything about it yet and how it's going. I'm not a huge social media person. I'd rather just read. I don't post too much. I should post more, especially to help promote this podcast. But that's something I'm working on. I know my wife's a graphic designer, so she's actually helping me design the logo and stuff for The Way Freedom Flies here. Hopefully I'll have that done here soon, you know, with our kids. They come first, and then this kind of is something I do once a week, so it's down the line a little bit. But I don't want this to run too long here. Let me know what you think about this whole Trump, Trump social, Truth Social stuff, Trump media and technology group. Where do you think it should go? And if you have ideas, I'm sure, you know, put them out there, because people are going to be listening here and there, and hopefully we get on the right track and do the right thing and start combating this, right? If we can put our money and create our own economies, right? And this is something about creating our own economies. We can go on this and start a, you know, another economy. As you start doing that and you exclude more and more of the other big tech stuff or big corporation stuff, they have to either change their views and change their approach, or they're going to eventually die out. You know, some things do have a lifespan, and no matter how big you are, you can fail, no matter what the government says. So with that, God bless you guys, and keep on doing the good fight, going out there, standing up for what you believe in, your God-given rights, and God, because all of us together will be able to help take on this monster, this Goliath, and we will be able, with God's help, have the result that we are all looking for. It may take some time, but God bless us, because we're going to need it. I'm praying for you guys, and until next time, God bless.